Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we are. We are on fire, and we'll get to you other callers in a few moments. At the top of the hour, we have about 5 minutes before the next break. And Shannon, you wanted to react to what was just said and also about the National Guardsmen that you encountered. Go ahead, Shannon.
Well, if I were president, I would give the National Guard authority for 40 yards. It's from our levee to the river.
Yeah,
and that's it. Once they step north of that, they have no more power than you or I. Okay, but we were up in an area. I'll just say it's in the El Paso sector, and about four of the volunteers were just doing some scouting, and they came to a spot where the National Guard were doing observations, and a Border Patrol agent came down and greeted them, and they'd asked the Border Patrol a question, and he'd say you have to contact the PIO in El Paso. Public information officer in El Paso, and they asked him another question. He said the same thing. All of a sudden, a sergeant comes down with a private and says that they've been ordered by their captain to seize the volunteers' cameras. And the sergeant and the private, they had their holsters on, but they didn't have any weapons. And one of the volunteers stepped back and he says, "You're not taking my camera." And the Border Patrol agent's eyes got real big. Because he thought something was fixing to happen, I guess. And he gets on the phone. He's kind of slouching down on the phone, and he calls, I guess, the headquarters and talks to the head man. He says, you know, this sergeant wants to see the camera. And all of a sudden, they said, all of a sudden, the agent just stood straight up to attention and said, "Yes, sir," like that. And he called the sergeant aside. He says, "You can't take their cameras. Those are Minutemen. You can't take their cameras." So we laughed about it. But it was an important example of how careful we have to be with using military personnel so that they're not in a police type capacity. We want them right there on the border where they can stop the drug dealers and send a message to the organized crime saying we are not going to tolerate this. I would put them on the border, give them from the U.S. levee to the river authority, so if the Border Patrol is pursuing them from the north, they can set up to intercept them as they come up and over the levee. And I know the perfect operation.
Well, that would be a human wall, wouldn't it?
Right, and I'd call it Operation Game Over.
I like that headache. What is it? Headache Be Gone. That's the same.
Exactly,
that's the same idea.
And if Mexico didn't like it, tough. You know, they protect their southern border. We will protect ours. I would put 35,000 troops on the southern border, and I would put probably at least 40,000 on the northern border.
Well, you see, now those are the ones that are there in Iraq as part of the invasion of the nation of Iraq and the takeover of that once sovereign nation. Now, if all of those men and women were here where they should be, guarding our national borders, there would not be any invasion taking place right now, but then that would upset the plans of the New World Order, though, wouldn't it?
Well, in the beginning, they did stay away when the National Guard came down there.
In the beginning,
but now,
yeah.
But now they know that they can't do anything, that they've been ordered not to do anything. So, you know, all they have to worry about is somebody that can run faster than them with the Border Patrol.
And if one of these National Guardsmen were to be killed, or any of the people who are doing their job, you know what George Bush would do? George Bush would go to bat for the Mexican killers, not the Americans.
He'd probably pardon them.
He'd do everything he can to make sure they were not prosecuted, and he would probably, put the National Guardsmen in prison, like he did with Campion and Ramos, and say they were asking for it. They were resisting.
I don't agree with the philosophy that these people had any intent of doing wrong. I don't agree with it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back. Shannon, stay where you are. Lively discussion. We'll be right back with more, and you on the line as well. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I don't know about you. All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams, and we do have Shannon McGauley here on the program. And Shannon, you wanted to say something before we get back to the phones?
I'm just saying, when you think that a police officer, law enforcement, has done something wrong, you need to look and see if he did it with intent. Let's look at Ramos and Campion, okay?
Yeah.
They picked up their shell casings. Okay, we got Sutton saying that I pursued this case because they didn't file a written report. Well, when INS policy or ICE policy, whatever, whatever it's called today, but it was called INS policy then, states that you will not file a written report. You will give a verbal report to your supervisor, and your supervisor will file a written report, and then they'll send somebody from the Inspector General's office, I think it is, to do an investigation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They covered it up. The other agents helped them pick up the shell casing. The supervisors, Jonathan Richards, and the other guy were standing on the levee watching it happen, okay? If that's not verbal reporting, I don't know what is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, why did they do it? And I'll tell you why the agents did it. They did it because they were taught to do it. They were taught that if nothing happened, let's make it so we don't have to deal with the Mexican consulate in El Paso. Let's cover it up. Let's pick it up and act like it didn't happen. The same thing when the Mexican military gets caught on a farm on the U.S. side with cartel, and they escort them to the border station and take the weapons from them, And then the Justice Department orders them to escort the military to the port of entry, hand them their weapons, and let them go back across. That's not reported either. So there, it's happened several times where they cover up stuff when nothing happens. So the agents weren't doing anything but what they were taught. So if anybody's to blame, it's the higher-up management, because they are prone to cover stuff up to keep them having to deal with the Mexican consulate in El Paso.
Oh, it starts from the very top. Bush, Homeland Security, all the way down. Criminals, right from the very top. NBC last week had done a story, you know, on these two Border Patrol agents and how much sympathy they have garnered, and it wasn't as radical a piece as normally you would expect. But the implication basically is these guys. These guys that are defending our borders and getting arrested, these guys should be a little bit more cautious when they fire, which of course is pure nonsense, because these guys are under attack daily and they're taking their lives in their hands. When somebody turns around, like this character turned around and looked as if he was firing at the Border Patrol agent, you're that Border Patrol agent. You're not going to sit there and duck and say, okay, make me your target. No, you're going to do everything you can to defend yourself and your country.
Let me make a point here, okay? I was watching a video. It was a dash cam on a patrol car, and I watched something like that happen. I watched this person move, and then all of a sudden I saw these two police officers gun him down. I said, man, those guys just shot him in cold blood. Well, they showed us another video from another dash cam from the other officer's car, and it showed this guy. They were ordering him to stop, and he was moving away from him. And he turned and pointed something at him.
Yeah.
They pulled their guns. Okay? He walked some more, and he turned again and pointed this device at him, and then they shot. It ended up being a cell phone. But what I'm saying is this guy was using it as a weapon to put these officers in fear. If that other dash cam had not been available, it would have looked very bad for those police officers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Here's the rule. If you want to survive, do not point an object at law enforcement and make them think it's a gun. And your odds of living a long life increase tenfold.
All right, let's take some more calls now. I believe we have Greg in Texas, or is that Brett? That's Brett or Greg? Greg, how are you?
Good, Mr. Adams.
How are you?
I'd like to say about three things.
Go ahead, Brett.
I've been listening to what y'all have been saying, and with these illegal aliens coming across our border, I think there's more to everything than people tend to think. I believe that with the war going on in Iraq, and I think it was about a month ago, I seen in a newsletter about how much hardware we had over in Iraq. And the military equipment we were shipping over there. I think they're setting our country up for some kind of invasion from some foreign force. And that they're going to use these Mexicans as a way to start the trouble. And that they're going to use them in a way that they're going to cause trouble if we have an economic slow down or whatever. You look over in Mexico or just for instance in California when they had earthquakes, what the Hispanics were doing to the food stores when they were going in and just going in and looting everything off the shelves. I think that they're a standing army in our country that they're going to use against us. Probably eventually bring martial law against us or something like that. And that, I really believe that they're going to, you know, try something like that with them. And, you know, but I think we're going to be their victims. And if we up our guns, we're really going to be their victims. And
I think that martial law is definitely a threat. If this goes bad, that Bush would declare martial law, and that would have a benefit to him, because if it was close to when he's supposed to surrender his seat, I guess during a declaration of war, the power doesn't change, does it, Rick?
Yeah, I believe you're right, and I believe that the American people are asleep, not seeing the real picture here.
Well, I've been saying this for a long time. That's why we have the Rex 84 program. The Pentagon has already developed other programs.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to have an incident, I think, whereby they could clamp down on everyone. And illegals and the invasion provides them with the ammunition, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it makes the cities ungovernable where crime is out of control. They would love that. Every dictator wants that.
I live outside of Dallas in a suburb.
Well, where at? Which suburb?
I live in Irving. And
okay. I spend a lot of time in Irving during the day.
I grew up in Irving. I'm 45 years old. Was born in Oklahoma, but I live here in Irving. And my family lives in my parents live in an older neighborhood that has totally been taken over by the illegals. And what was once a quiet neighborhood is now a violent neighborhood. And
why do you think that is?
Well, it's their way of life. That's all they know. It's, I don't want to lump them all in the same category because there are some good ones with them. They're, hard workers. I do remodeling and construction, and they're absolutely killing my business. And I have to compete against them that they'll go out there and, absolutely do a job for nothing but bring their 50 million relatives with them to do a job. And I just see it as that the American people are so asleep, so in debt, and so tied to paying their bills that and occupied by sports and anything else that they can occupy their minds by and reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think that we're being set up for, I say, the big kill.
Well, it is.
Eventually.
It's a formula that has been used and used successfully in history, no?
Mm-hmm. And this, like the lady called in earlier and said about democracy, that she's tired of the word democracy. Well, I always was taught we live in a God-dedicated constitutional republic.
Wow. When was that? In 1805 you were taught that?
Well, back when I was in school.
There you go.
I was born 61, and they still taught things like that when I was growing up, which they
teach
nothing.
Yeah, and Spanish was an elective. It wasn't a requirement.
Yes, and they teach nothing like that to the young people anymore. And, we're just being invaded and overran, and I just would like to... My last comment to everybody in America is remember the Alamo.
Yeah, it's hard to do these border watches. We're going to work, when we get back from this border watch, we're going to work more on interior. We've been helping them out as much as we can in Farmers Branch, and we intend on going to Irving and to Arlington, and if we have to file lawsuits, we will file lawsuits to get the city council to respond to taking care of the illegal issue within the city. They don't want to. They want to. The only one that benefits statewide is the state. The counties and the cities are the ones that burden with the cost of the illegal immigration, and they keep flooding. Well, where the stadium is, where the new Cowboy Stadium is in Arlington, that was where the main concentration of illegal immigration was, and they've knocked out all those apartments.
Yeah, it's probably being all built by illegal aliens too, just about.
Right.
The stadium.
Some of the laws that we have going into committee, or some of the bills we have going into the committee, will address that issue, because a lot of these cities turn around and they verify the contractor, but then after that they don't look at the contractor's employees.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're going to take a break, though. If you want to hang on, you may, but we are going to have to take a quick break, and we'll come back with you and other callers. Al in Missouri will be next. Stay tuned. Sean McGauley is my guest, and we'll mention again the web address and the phone number. You'd like to help out in any way at all with whatever you'd like, your body or your soul or your wallet, you may do so. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Mind you have. All right. Okay, we're back. We are going to continue. Let's see, we still have our caller here on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brett, and you were just wrapping up, but I didn't want to cut you in mid-sentence. That's
well,
not polite.
There's a lot of things I wanted to say, but right off as I got started, you know, can't remember them all. I'm so aggravated over the illegal alien situation here all over Texas, United States.
And, all over, every state. Every state, it's an invasion.
Our hospital in Dallas has the most births of illegal mothers.
Parkland Hospital.
Yes.
You know, it's so aggravating that the people of America just seem to be just throwing their hands up, giving everything away to these people.
And don't forget, the news media keeps a lid on it. If the Minuteman commit a crime, it'll be all over the media.
Uh-huh.
If somebody assaults a Minuteman, he gets very little time.
Yeah. When I used to listen to the police scanner here at my house, and they would pull these illegals or Hispanics over. And now, there for a while, I guess, I can't pick it up anymore because they changed the police radio frequency. But for a long time, I'd listen to it, and they'd pull them over, and they'd read off these, Mexican name of Julio Rodriguez Gonzalez, But then after they would read his name, they would say he is a white male. You know, now, to me,
They changed it. There used to be an H for Hispanic, but they changed it. There's just black and white now on the computer, okay? Because I worked in attorney's office for 12, 13 years, plus did bail bonds, and they changed that. If you need a new scanner, there's a Radio Shack there off of Irving Boulevard. Just ask for Gigi when you go in there, and he'll set you up. Tell him you can't hear Irving on your current scanner, and he'll hook you up with a new scanner.
You seem like you're pretty familiar with Irving.
Well, Gigi and I, we're ham radio operators. We've been all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Gigi's the most knowledgeable about radios and scanners, and he'll take care of you.
All right, Brett.
I might have met you somewhere before, I would like to say to Shannon that I would say you're a fine American. And keep up the work.
See about joining us on the border.
I'd like to. I would really like to.
Just go to the website and if you can find time to join us, and we'd love to have you down there.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you can call him up. You can get his number. Did you have it, Brett?
No. I started writing down.
Shannon, all right, hang up and listen, all right, and we'll give it in a couple of minutes.
Okay,
all right, thank you, Brett, for your very impassioned call. Let me go to the next call, though, Al in Missouri.
Rick?
Yes.
Al is one of the volunteers that was there at the National Guard incident.
Al in Missouri.
Yes.
All right, hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Good to have you.
Hi to you and Shannon.
Hi, Al.
I guess both of you are aware that Deputy Hernandez was sentenced today for the same kind of a situation
as Ramos Compian was
convicted for defending himself and doing his job.
Well, Brugman's getting his transcripts ready. We need to look at Hernandez's transcript and see what took place there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, I watched it on the news today, and it was pretty much. Self-defense situation. He wasn't doing anything he shouldn't have other than shrapnel or a small piece of the bullet hit an illegal woman in the jaw, and then what they convicted him on was the same thing, violating her civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, it burns me up over this civil rights thing for illegals.
Okay, well, this is a prime example. If Washington thinks that maybe Hernandez didn't do it right, there's no intent that he meant to hurt anybody, okay? So let's develop some type of seminar or something they can go to if you really think that there's a problem starting here, and let's send these officers to the school so that, you know, if you really think that they did something wrong and they had no intent to do anything wrong, then let's educate them so that this type of stuff doesn't happen again. Personally, I don't believe he did anything wrong. I believe the vehicle tried to come at him. This is another do and don't. Do not point a gun at a police officer. Do not try to run over a police officer, and bad things won't happen to you.
Well, I agree with you, and I guess you're aware that the same prosecuting attorney, Deborah Kanoff, and prosecutor Johnny Sutton was involved with this, and again, and it was due to the fact that the Mexican consulate asked for it, forced them into prosecuting it.
Right. The grand jury didn't want to pursue it. The Texas Rangers had investigated. They weren't going to pursue it. And then Washington steps in so that they can, pat the back of the Mexican consulate and say, hey, we're taking care of you, buddy.
Well, how much longer are the American people going to put up with this kind of crap?
Well, right now,
is it going to take an incident of the American people taking up arms and going to the El Paso courthouse and dragging Johnny Sutton and Deborah Kanoff and Kathleen Cardone out and giving them a speedy trial and hanging them on a light pole? What's it going to take?
Well, let me tell you something, Rick. This guy comes out for 30 days a pop. This guy, he puts his time in and spends 30 days with us out there.
Boy, what a hero. Now, there's a true hero. All right.
I'll tell you what, it's wearing me out, and I got about $4,000 in debt from my last two trips down.
That's incredible. All right. Thank you. We'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Sean McGauley. TXMinuteman.org, and we'll give his number and more when we continue. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And that we would have as much time with you as we have had, but you are generating so much interest, and that's a good thing, isn't it? Huh?
Well, we got some surprises this time. And I'll explain it to you offline, but it's gonna answer a lot of questions about our border watches and our future border watches, how we can be more effective in what we're doing. But we're still gonna observe the observe and report, no contact policies, but we're gonna kind of mix it up a little bit so that we're more mm-hmm. observation and reporting to the Drug Administration and other people as we see activity along the border.
Well, you know what happened last year when they were actually reporting the positions of people on the border who were defending the border to the Mexican authorities.
Well, it's a little bit different in the El Paso sector. Actually, they were listening to us on our radio frequency, and they would respond to us on their frequency. So I would talk on our band, and then they would respond to me on their band. So it was kind of neat, you know, because if they needed us to move over, then they would just say it on their band because they knew we were listening, and we would move over for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there was a sort of a collaboration, but I wouldn't call it a mutual cooperation, but it was a collaboration.
Sure. Now, give us your number, your phone number, where people can contact you to help, and we'll mention the website once again.
It's at 940
877-0882.
All right. And, Al, are you still with us? Is Al from Montana? Or, I'm sorry, Missouri still with us? I guess not. All right. He certainly.
I'm here.
You are here?
Yeah.
All right.
From Missouri.
So yeah, you're the guy.
I got carried away there a few minutes ago when I was talking about hanging them on a near a flagpole or whatever. But I've been down there 3 months, three different month-long operations,
yeah,
working with the Border Patrol and the sheriffs down there, and I have yet to find one that wasn't a highly dedicated, loyal professional. I've never seen one incident where they ever abused any of the illegals. They treated them all with the utmost respect.
To
see them, like Ramos, Compian, and Hernandez, being prosecuted for doing their job, it just tears me up. Because those people don't deserve that.
What I want to know is, when you have a police officer in Dallas that actually shoots an illegal and beats him with a stick and is filmed from a camera up above, he gets fired and then gets his job back and gets sent to counseling. And this guy really did it. He really broke the rules. The guy wasn't anything. He wasn't armed. He wasn't pointing anything at him. He was just trying to flee from him. And that guy, they don't go after him because he's so far away from the border. Who cares? But anything that happens near the border, whether it's right, they try to come after him to try to appease the Mexican government. You know, if somebody was really your friend, they wouldn't ask you to do stuff like that.
Well, you're right, by the way, Shannon, in insisting that the United States military should not be operating at all inside any of the states. It should be operating at the borders. That's the whole purpose of the United States military, is to protect the nation. And it's not doing that. It's doing quite the contrary now. So you're right. There is a danger, very real danger, in a violation of the Constitution when it is invading the sovereignty of the states. And we've had that happen before.
I would be happy with putting four National Guard with each agent. Mm-hmm. And the agent overseeing the deployment. And the agent handles everything.
Mm-hmm.
But give them the authority from the south side of the levee to the river. And so that if the Border Patrol agent is in pursuit of a vehicle off Texas 20, and the guy turns back to the border, then the agent can radio to the National Guard, he's coming your way, and once he crests that levee, he belongs to the National Guard. The National Guard can put him on the ground, detain him, then the Border Patrol scoops him up. If the commandos, or whatever you want to call them from Mexico, get brazen and try to take a shot, we've got experts that can show them that this is not going to happen anymore. You're not going to shoot at our Border Patrol agents, and you're surely not going to shoot at us.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Al, did you have any other words that you wanted to express before we move along?
Yes, sir. Just one more thing. If you watch Lou Dobbs and a lot of your regular news stations, they always give you the death toll in Iraq and all that. What I'd like to see is for them to start giving the 25-a-day death toll at the hands of illegals
in the
United States against the American people every day.
And
see if that would help change the American public's attitude, you know?
The cartel is killing more police over in Mexico. They killed 50 in a month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you figure out 25 a day here. We've only had 3,000 people killed in the middle of a war zone in 4 years, and that adds up to about 30 or 40,000 here in the United States, even in our own streets.
Right.
And the American public doesn't seem to worry about it.
Yep.
Okay,
all right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much, Al.
Appreciate
your call. We have Barney in Maryland standing by now. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Fine, how are you?
You know, the trouble with the American patriot is that they want over one half of a U.S. population, 151 million, on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that only 3 to 5% of the world's population qualify as being part of the warrior class. And right now we have at least 15 million people, plus a lot of others that are dissatisfied on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 276 people were backed by the bankers, were considered as a prime mover for the takeover of Russia. and 27,000 brown shirts, Hitler's force, was taken over Germany. And Castro had less than 100 to 1,000 at the most people that took over Cuba. And in, during the American Revolution, it was less than 5% of the people fighting England. And right now, with the odds in the United States are about 6,000 patriots to each one worlder. And it's already been proven by Pappy Bush and McCain that when it comes to fighting, they're not any good because both of them are chickened out. So anybody that advocates violating the Constitution and or violates the Constitution should be treated as traitors and hung.
Well, they are the enemy. The enemy is within, not without.
That's what I believe.
You're right,
this
Barney.
This is all about money, about making money and making it at all costs, and being an American is taking a back seat to these politicians.
It's about the love of money. People will sell their souls, and as you even mentioned, the National Guardsman, who is happy to be making money doing this. Well, you know, it's the right idea, but it's the wrong motivation, if you know what I'm saying. We shouldn't be licking our chops when it comes to enriching ourselves by doing a job the government is supposed to be doing, supposed to be doing.
I think what the National Guard is doing is that their morale has been attacked because they're sent somewhere to secure an area and they're not allowed to use any force.
Well, naturally, yeah.
And I think that they think, well, you know, they're not going to let me do anything, so heck, I might as well, you know, at least I'm drawing a paycheck.
Yeah,
that's That's what happens to a lot of these border patrol agents when they get out of school. They come over here and they think they're going to set the whole border on fire and do the best job they can, and then eventually they're taught that you're not going to do nothing. You're going to do as little as you can because we don't want to upset Mexico.
Right. Oh, no.
Guatemala,
it's not. It's not really Mexico, though. You know, it's upsetting the this one-world system that really is headquartered in New York, you know, for purposes of brevity here, the CFR elite, the global elite, Mexico, Calderon, he is just as much an evil as is George Bush. He's embraced free trade policies. He's embraced the global agenda of the NAFTA superhighway. All of that he is in love with. So has Ortega now in Nicaragua. You see, these guys know where their bread is buttered, and they know who to answer to. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to, gentlemen, I'm afraid. Thank you, Barney. Thank you for your call. And let's see, who's next? Do we have another caller waiting to be on the air with us? Okay, right now we actually have a free moment, believe it or not. Not much time left, but if you have a quick call for our guest, Shannon Magali of the TXMinutemen.org organization, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And Shannon, I, as I say, you have managed to engender much anger and much support tonight, and that is wonderful. I hope it translates into something for you.
Well, I want people to come out and volunteer. And I had a young, he was 22 or 23, he's from Chicago. He's coming down again, and his family, they own their own business, and he comes down, and I set him in one of the hot spots, but I set him down there with some better border watchers because, you know, he's young, and with young, you got to watch him carefully. And he's looking, and he's seeing all these illegals come across, and he's saying, well, why don't they stop this? Well, this shouldn't be happening.
You see how naive?
I said, this is what goes on. He goes, it's bad up there. I know we got illegals up here in Chicago. So I said, well, you know, get as many of your friends and have them come down, and, you know, we'll set them down. We'll say, look, you know, we're completely no contact. You know, we're not going to do anything. We are armed. We're armed for protection. And I think that we got 7 border watches under our belt, and we haven't never had to use a weapon. And I think the reason we never had to use a weapon is because we got weapons. And I think that that they know that we have weapons, and either they've been instructed by their bosses or whatever to not try to attack us. Whatever the case is, I'm happy that's the outcome, okay? And we want to continue that. But we've stated to the Border Patrol that
you know, if there, if any of their agents and we were in the media area asked for our help, then we would help them, you know. But thank God that we haven't had to do that, because I believe if you have to do that, that you lose spiritually by using that force. But if you're an American, you will use whatever force to protect law enforcement, which is what any American would do in any state.
Well, now, you know, where I'm from now, in just about every state legislature now, these emissaries of the devil, if you will, these so-called civil rights groups and these so-called apologists for the illegals, they're making it a point of order to pass legislation that would prohibit the local police and state police from stopping a suspicious car and from arresting those in that car that might be illegal. I mean, this is how sick and depraved and how evil these people really are, because what they're saying is, and we have a local police chief who said, hey, I'm not going to enforce federal law. That's the federal government's business, not mine. What they're really saying is, if there's a bank robbery in progress and my local cop goes by, ignore the crime. Don't get involved, because it's the FBI's jurisdiction. It's a federally insured bank, right? Let the feds take care of it.
Offense of aggravated robbery or aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, the state office. But I don't care what the chief says. You mm-hmm. put pressure on the city council will tell him what to do.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, here we have this, again, these traitors from within that are actually advocating for the devil here. I mean, these people have a job to do. That is the police, and that is protecting the states and the communities from those who are here illegally in the country who may or may not be planning to commit a crime.
Well,
that's not the point. The point is they're here illegally, and that's the law.
If people need to put pressure on the city councils in their area, and then when they get done with the city council, you go to the commissioners,
right,
and you approach them, because the commissioners handle the sheriff's department, and it's a 287G, and it's a training they can go to so that they can qualify as an ICE agent, and they can stop and detain people. Once they stop them for whatever reason, mm-hmm. they can question whether they're here legally, and they're actually, it's no different than taking a detective and loaning him to the FBI or the DEA mm-hmm. and letting him work, okay? So I think that's what all these cities ought to do, and let's send a strong message to these illegals, no matter what country. I don't care if you're from Ireland.
Even if it's
illegal,
a citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest as well, that's right. Let's take a call from Jay in New Jersey. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Yes, quickly, you're on the program with our guest, Shannon.
Okay. Well, actually, I think I'd like to go down there and give a hand. You know, I'm somewhat young and healthy. But what amazes me is right next door to me, there's a house with mm-hmm. at least seven or eight illegal aliens in it.
Uh-huh.
And wouldn't you think I could do something here?
Well, you call your local ICE office. You know, that's a good point. You got seven people living in a house, and there's no telling how many of those seven have families. And in a community, it's designed, in my belief, that you're a husband and wife and three to four kids, and they pay their taxes every year, and those taxes pay for the kids to go to school. But when you've got seven families living in one house, then only one of those families was designed to live there and pay taxes so that the kid could go to school. So basically, you've got six families that are absorbing the public benefits so the kids go to school and everything, when it was only designed for one family in that home. So that's how we end up getting hit. We're having to pay extra money with our property being appraised for hire to try to compensate for the cost of these illegal families.
Okay. Did you get that?
Yeah, and before you go, if you could give his website, and again, that would be, I'd appreciate it.
Well, we'll do it before he leaves the program. Thank you very much for
Bye.
Your call. We have another, let's see if we can sneak a quick call in here now from where? I didn't get your remarks there, Mr. Stan? Okay, Stan in Idaho. Hi,
Rick,
Stan.
Rick, how you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Stan Hess.
Yeah, Shannon, you're doing a great job down there. I'm from Texas originally. I grew up in Houston, and I know how bad it is there now. I lived in California for 32 years. Texas.
Where in California?
I live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, I flew out there in March of 05. I didn't see any stray cats or dogs, and I couldn't figure that out.
Well, I'll tell you what the left did in our community, the left communist, was they went down into Mexico and handed out flyers in Spanish telling Mexicans to come to San Rafael, California, because it was a predominantly European-American community, told them to have their babies, and that's what they did. And Marin County, which used to be one of the nicest places anywhere to live, is now swarming. Certain areas are swarming with illegal aliens.
Yeah, and that anchor baby issue needs to definitely be resolved. And Texas is gonna pass a law that the law is not designed to be enforced. It's designed to be challenged.
All right, stay where you are, Stan.
Okay.
Hess, if you want to, you stay along with me. We'll take that final call, I believe, because we don't have that much time. But we will return and give the number in the organization again. Stay with us. Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're back. Not much time, but good to have you on the line, Stan Hess. It's been a long time.
Well, I decided I was going to listen to a little RBN tonight, and Shannon, you're doing a wonderful job, brother, and you're a hero. And
you gotta come down and join us this time.
Well, I just don't, I flat don't have the money. And because of my activism, I'm owing money right now, and so I have to cool it. But what I have done locally is I raised a big stink at a meeting that U.S. Senator Larry Craig had, and caused such an uproar that it caused people up and down the state to raise hell at other town hall meetings. And as a Texan, you know the term showing your ass.
Yeah.
Well, I showed my ass at that meeting, but I sure got the attention of the state. And Larry Craig and Senator Crapo up here, two so-called conservative Republicans, are now co-sponsors along with Kennedy and Obach Barama of this amnesty bill.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, all
didn't
we
take
can
them
do,
long to sell out, huh, Stan?
No, no. It's all about money. And like Rick said, and but all we can do is to continue to speak out. And at least we can go to bed every night, Rick and Shannon and I and everybody that's listening to this program who cares about this country, we can go to bed feeling at least that we did it, we have done everything that we can that particular day.
Well, that's true. You know, you say is also it's all about the love of money. The Chamber of Commerce siding with the ACLU in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. They want cheap labor. They want to flood the country. These guys have no loyalty, no patriotism, no nationalism. They're sellouts
now,
and traitors.
Hazleton's probably one of our most important happenings. I think they're down to about 52,000 in their defense account. So anybody that wants to donate to their defense, their legal defense fund, can go to the Hazleton website. I'm not sure what it is, but we need to make sure they succeed, because what happens with them will affect all these other cities trying to do it.
That's right.
It's a campaign against against America, nationwide, state by state. The enemy is within. And Stan, thank you for calling. We'll have you on the program some night if you'd like to.
Oh yeah, I've got a new subject to talk
all
about.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Stan.
Thanks,
okay.
Shannon.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, brother.
Amen.
Take care.
Okay. All right, and Shannon, we only have a minute left, so why don't you once again tell people about your needs, and I know your phone number and everything. I have it here, but go ahead. You give it out and the website again.
Okay, well, you know, of course, we need I want plenty of volunteers, so anybody can go to the website, or if they want a donation, donations are needed. I've spend just about all my savings to do this. The website is txminuteman.org, and the phone number is 940-577-0882. Anybody wants to call and talk with me on the phone.
Operation Chameleon, I call it, but it's really Chameleon, right?
Yeah, I'll
Operation
explain to you on
Chameleon
the phone what that means.
All right, and I appreciate your being here for the whole 2 hours tonight. It just flew by. Thank you very much, and be in touch, Shannon. We'll help you any way we can.
Okay, take care, and I'll
God
get
bless.
You Gary's number.
God bless. Thank you. Do that. Well, tomorrow night we have roped in. He can't leave the studio. He can't leave the phone lines. Michael Collins Piper to be on our program to answer some questions with us, and I'm looking forward to that. Later in the week, some more interesting guests. Stay tuned. Join us tomorrow night. Lord willing, back at 9 p.m. Central. I'm Rick Adams. Good night. God bless.